We know that your word is everlasting. You've already promised that you would never leave us and you'll never forsake us. That's just good news. So God, we bid you come and let you know that you're welcome. It is good for us to be here. Lord, what makes it really special is that the presence and the Spirit of the Lord is here. And so, God, we pray that you just move on us. Bless us now, Lord, afresh. Give us, Lord, this day. And, Lord, we'll be very careful and so excited to give you all the praise and the glory. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray. And redeemed of the Lord said, amen, amen, and amen. Come on, put your hands together again and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. While we're on our feet, let's just take a moment to say good morning to somebody. Just shake somebody's hand. Just take a few moments. We're going to move right along. Say good morning. God bless you. It's good to see you. How you doing? How your mama and them? How everybody doing? All that kind of stuff. Let's get that done now. Amen. right. That's better there, isn't it? Ain't nobody feel like a stranger no more, do you? If you did, you didn't move around enough. We're going to let these beautiful ladies lift up a praise to God, and we're not going to just watch them, but we're going to praise God with them. Amen. Look at your name and say, neighbor. Oh, bless the Lord with me. Amen. Amen. You need my mic? This one got a touch up here.
To the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is good. Yes, he is good, 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 for he is good. Yes, he is good.
Amen. Come on, let's put our hands together. Come on, let's bless the Lord. The song says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Amen, amen. God bless you. Ladies, would y'all look at me for just 1 second? Thank you very much. If y'all think y'all going to get away with just doing one like that, y'all got to be kidding. Thank you for that one, but get ready for the next one. Y'all can go ahead now. Just go ahead. Y'all gonna try to slide me with them old gift thing. No, I want one with some words and some stuff in it. Y'all go ahead, rest, get yourself together. Come on back shortly. Give me one of them kind that make me think a little bit something. Y'all was trying to give me one of them easy runs right quick. Go sit down. I want y'all to lift me up a higher praise. Amen. Look, y'all help me. Just tell them, say, y'all got more. Amen. I know they do. Amen. Let's stand on our feet together. We're going to bless the Lord. Amen. We come from, oh no, we got to do better than that. We're going to bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. In just a few hours, some of you will be sitting down to the table and eating some of that slap your mama pie and knock grandma off the chair, collard greens, and then we're going to be short on the Lord like that. No, we're going to bless his name. Amen. We already trying to figure out who we gonna let do the designated prayer this year. And you know, when you get chosen to do the prayer, you got to bring it. Amen. So we're not gonna act like we don't love the Lord in all of our acknowledgments. Amen. And giving thanks means giving thanks. Amen. So we're gonna bless the Lord. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now that we are in the place that we can call home, the sanctuary of our God. And Lord, we did not come empty-handed today. We came to bless you. We know that it is fitting, proper to bless the Lord. You have given us every good and perfect gift. You've been better to us than we could have ever been to ourselves. We really thank you, Lord. And Lord, we've come to give this offering. We've come, Lord, to say, bless your name. For some of us, Lord, it's sacrificial. It required that we do a little something different. For some of us, Lord, it's out of our overflow. Lord, every time we turned around, we just had to declare, ooh, we another blessing. And so, God, as we come now, we come excited about giving to the Lord. And God, we just simply pray your blessing upon it continually. We pray, God, that you would multiply it, for we know that you're a God that does everything well. Thank you, Father. As the ministry of praise has just reminded us, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for you are good. And we cannot help but say, I know that's right. Lord, you proved it in our lives, and we just want to tell you thank you in the name of Jesus. Bless every hand and every heart. Bless every good intention. For it is certainly, Lord, your day, and we bless you. And the redeemed of the Lord said, amen, amen, and amen. All right. Come on, trustee persons, just to stand guard for just a moment. Brother McKenzie, thank you. Amen. Brother McKenzie, you come all the time. You go back and sit down. Come on, Jasmine, you can stand here today. Amen. Sister Brogan, where did you go off to? Oh, you're going to usher for us. Okay. But Brother Thomas is here, but he comes all the time too. Brother Thomas, go on about your business. Sit down somewhere. Amen. There we go. I was trying to find a Melvin don't never get to come and stand right here. This is new. Melvin, stand right there. You're looking good. All right.
Though you cleaned me up inside, you thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
My God.
Forever.
Father, in the name of Jesus, here we are yet again, waiting. We're listening. Our eyes are fixed upon your throne. We are as the Greeks who met Andrew on that fateful day. Our simple desire, our high expectation is that we would see Jesus. Father, would you again allow us a moment of peace, tranquility? Would you settle all things down? He would not be disturbed in this divine moment. Opportunity for us to hear from the Lord. The bills will still need to be paid. Prescriptions will still need to be filled. The world keeps rolling. But in this moment, sir, we would hear your voice and we would be better for the journey. So God, now would you lift us a little higher, make our feet a bit firmer. God, give us this moment. We would see Jesus. Please, God, again, forgive us our sins and have mercy. There's a song, Lord, we sing down here that says, draw me nearer. So God, pull us in close. Give us some intimate time with you. Put your arms around us. Kiss us on our face. Remind us that everything is already all right. For David declared that the Lord is my shepherd. That makes everything all right. So, Father, again, I ask that you bless me as I stand before this people. Give me, Lord, what they need, that I might give it to them. They would go and give unto others. Thank you, Lord. It's an honor. It's a privilege to stand. And so, God, you know how much I like to stand. So come on, God, let's do this, that the people might be stronger. God, let us shout our way through. Let us give the glory, lift up our hands and pat our feet and declare that it's good to be here. Bless us now in Jesus' name. Forgive us of our sins, we do pray. We just say like Grandma used to say, Lord, have mercy. Mercy suits our case. And we bring our case to you in Jesus' name. And the redeemed of the Lord said, amen. Amen and amen. Come on, let's bless the Lord together. Come on, let's bless the Lord. You ought to be warmed up by now. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm feeling better now. Yes, sir, I'm feeling better now. Amen. I told you they had more. You see, once they got wormed up there, they went on into overtime. Amen. I told you they had more. They're trying to fool us. Amen. Grab your Bibles, your electronic devices, tablets, Kindle, smartphones, Samsung, iPad, Novo, Lenovo. Old school Bibles are required as well. First Chronicles, Old Testament, First Chronicles, chapter 16. First Chronicles, chapter 16. If you get to Second Chronicles, go back one. If you're in First Corinthians, go a long ways back. I said First Chronicles, Old Testament of the Bible. Amen. Fitting story for a day like today. First Chronicles, chapter 16. Amen. All of you folk with smartphones, y'all there, I know. Just hit a couple of little buttons. I have a New Living Translation Bible. If you have a King James or Message or NIV, we're going to be just fine. Isn't it just good to see one another? Amen. I tell you what, this is all right. Amen. See y'all in the morning. Oh, okay. All depends on how the Cowboys do. I'll let you know about 7 o'clock. Amen. First Chronicles chapter 16. I want to come down and start at verse 7. I'm going to work the rest of it, but I want to start at verse 7. New Living Translation. And here's what the Bible said. That day, David gave to Asaph and his fellow Levites this song of thanksgiving to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. Sing to him. Yes, sing his praises. Tell everyone about his miracles, Exalt in his holy name, O worshipers of the Lord, rejoice. Search for the Lord and for his strength and keep on searching. Think of the wonderful works he has done, the miracles and the judgments he handed down. O children of Israel, God's servant, O descendants of Jacob, God's chosen one. He is the Lord our God. His rule is seen throughout the land. He always stands by his covenant, the commitment he made to 1,000 generations. God bless you. You may be seated in the awesome presence of the Lord. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Brother Tyler. Thank you, sound folk, and thank y'all. Amen. I want to go back just for a minute. I do try to keep my promise, or at least my alleged promise. I told you we'd start about 8 and we'd be gone around 9, but we didn't start at 8 because Minister Tyler was late. Amen. I'm telling on him. I'm trying to set this up so I can get me some more time. And then the praise ministry is saying 3 songs, so that gives me, so when these 17 minutes go by and I'm still working on something, it's not my fault. Amen. Amen. But I want to go back and look at verse 12 and 13 and set my parameters for preaching. It says, remember the wonders he has performed, his miracles and the rulings he has given you children, his servant Israel, you descendants of Jacob, his chosen ones. Again, I want to just set it up a little tighter by saying, remember the wonders he has performed. Amen. Do me a favor. I've only got a few minutes left, but if you'll do me a favor and fix a good smile on your face, you done warmed up now. You're feeling better. Brother Nash, they're coming around now. If you just fix a smile on your face, though. If you ain't smiling, don't turn your head to the left nor to the right. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. But if you can smile right along through here, turn to the left or to the right and look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm going to get it right this time. Amen. That's what I want to tell you. I'm going to get it right this time. It is interesting to note that, again, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, it always brings something out in people. In a few weeks, they'll start singing that little Christmas ditty that talks about it's a wonderful time of the year. People on the street are smiling, every passerby you meet. But when we get into this part of the season, it does something to us. People that generally we have not spoken with, we tend to say at least, hey, how you doing? We invite folk to come sit at our table and try to forget what they did to us 2 years ago. But it's Thanksgiving. It's something about not just the family, but it's even about friends. We tend to come into a different mindset in this holiday. Now, mind you, other than driving and getting in a line, we come into a different mindset. People still get crazy driving this time of year, and folk get crazy in line this time of year. I was stopping in Walmart, as always. I forgot something. I had to go back in there. And these two ladies were grinding each other out. They were just standing there. And the lady said, I was here first. And the other lady said, well, you should have let me know because you just standing over there talking. So I got on in the line. And I said to myself, not this line. I'm going to the self-checkout. And so it is, beloved of God, that this time of year does something to us. Would you agree with me that it does something? And so it is that when David and the people of God are in this particular setting, it is because something special has happened. The fact of the matter is they're having a pretty good run of it. If you check the scriptures, the Bible reminds us, it gives us this insight into what is happening in this particular period of their lives. And you do know, brothers and sisters, that even when you've had a bad experience, a good one can still come. And so it is. That's kind of how we find David today. Remember, some weeks ago, they were trying to bring the Ark of the Lord back, and some things happened. Nudge your neighbor and say, I know just what he's talking about. All of us have had some things to happen. Am I right about it? In fact, some of y'all look like you got some stuff going on right now. But the fact of the matter is that did not stop them. That David decides to, well, let's just leave the ark here at Obed-Edom's house, and we're just going on about our business. Anybody ever had a this going about our business point of moment? Yeah, and so it is. But the word comes back to David that you do know that since you left the ark at Obed-Edom's house, that brother has got it going on. David said, say what? He said, oh, yeah, since you left the ark there, he's got 3 new chariots of gold with 22 spinners. He's got a brand new addition being put on the house. He built a pool in the backyard. He's been having parties every Friday and Saturday, but been going to church on Sunday. That boy's life is going pretty good. Now, mind you here, when you look at that story, David has nothing to be gritting about because he lives in a palace. I mean, come on. Who's got anything to complain about when they live in a palace? Can I help you to understand something, beloved of God? No matter where your hamlet or house is, you really live in a palace because there's somebody that would trade places with you yesterday. Say amen, somebody. And so I just believe I helped somebody, Reverend Dixon. I believe some of y'all going to go home, get out the car and stand there and go, my casa is my casa. But the fact of the matter is the word comes to David that things are going rather well. So David says, well, maybe God has forgiven us. Maybe God has given us another opportunity. So let's go back and get the ark of the Lord. Nudge your neighbor and say, come on, go with me. David goes back and this time things go very well. Everything is going just hunky-dory. And so it is when the Lord's favor has settled upon the people, David calls for a Thanksgiving celebration. Say amen, somebody. And you thought it was in 1923. No. How many of you can just wave back at me and testify that the people of God have always known how to do Thanksgiving? We had not need of turkey. We had not need of dressing or stuffing. Good things to have. But we've always known how to celebrate Thanksgiving. And that's why I was thankful when the praise ministry did get up and try to shortchange us a little bit and sing, oh, give thanks. I said, boy, they right on time. That's what's in the text. You do know that's where that song came from. When David said to them, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Tell your neighbor, you all know how to do that by now. I mean, look, can I run down the rabbit hole for a minute? Good as God has been to y'all. Everybody in here ought to know how to give thanks. Listen, you're styling and profiling. You're slick fried and done to the side. I'm telling you now, I'm standing here now almost getting envious of some of y'all. I wish I could get my youth back like Brother Josh. I wish I had hair again. I wish I could run like Darren. I wish I could grow a full. I'm jealous, y'all, but I'm going to hold my peace because I've got something to be thankful for because I'm 55 now and I didn't think I'd make it. Oh, give thanks. I can still lift up my leg. Oh, give thanks. I can wave my hand. Oh, give thanks. Look at your name and say, excuse me, I just had a flashback. David said, remember what God has done. Don't you never forget how good God has been to you. You might be limping, but I'll give thanks. You might have bills, but I'll give thanks. You may be unemployed, I'll give thanks, because the God that you serve is a mighty good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So he says, I'm trying to hurry. He said, listen, he said, you do know that we ought to just remember. David is having, can I go old school Southern style? David is having a recollect service. You know, that's how grandma and him used to say, I reckon. David is calling for them to reckon. Say amen, somebody. And I don't want to prolong the service as far. I only got a few minutes left, but I do need some of y'all to start recollecting. It looks to me like every now and then the people of God forget just how far they've come. Oh, come on, help me, somebody. Listen, if you got frequent flyer miles for the distance God has brought you, you could fly around the world 7-8 times. I'm telling you, you would get an upgrade to first class with caviar and champagne. I'm telling you now, God has brought us from a mighty long way. Oh, say amen, somebody. Listen, David said, y'all just ought to remember the wonders he has performed. Grandma was right. She said, every time I think about the goodness of the Lord, she spelled it L-A-W-D. Every time I think about the goodness of the Lord, and oh, look at here, I said all. Every good and perfect gift, every mile you've taken, every prescription drug, every healing, every heartache, every setback. She said, when I think about all of it, she said, I can't help myself. I got to praise his holy name. She said, something comes over me. It ain't always been good, but it's been all right. I didn't always come out on top, but I'm rising up because every time. Tell your neighbor, excuse me, but this is a zone where I'm thinking. David said, y'all remember, because real thanksgiving ain't about what you eat. It's about who loves you. Come on, talk back to me. Real thanksgiving, true and spiritual thanksgiving, is because he loves us. Amen. I know some of you sitting here thinking, but Reverend, you can't put no gravy on love. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Don't get me started. But David says, I'm hurrying. David says that you got to understand that as we're coming together, the Bible says when they brought the ark back, David says, let's get ready to bless God. I've said that they prepared some special things. That's why I know it was Thanksgiving. They prepared special things. So y'all seen, there's a commercial running right now by one of these food companies where everybody walking in talking about, you made it. You know, the little girl come in, and then daddy said, oh, you made this. And then the other girl come in, mama got this little special roll with the little marshmallow. And she said, oh, you made it. You know, this is the season where stuff you ordinarily don't make, you'll go ahead and make. Am I right about it? Some of y'all make chitlins once a year. You say, listen, it's Thanksgiving. I'm going to get these. Y'all going to eat them. You better come on, because after this, that, you know how you make that little run. Some of y'all got that little casserole thing and that little salad thing. Y'all do that. You know, this Thanksgiving, I'm going. And everybody know you're supposed to make it. I said, everybody know you're supposed to make it. That's your little thing. You know, you got that one little thing that you put your foot in. Everybody know. That's why we come to your house. No, nobody else don't eat. Listen, anybody know that in certain families, it's certain dishes nobody else even try to make no more. You done cut everybody off. You done made baked beans like nobody else can make. And then you're gonna have the audacity at a time like this to not bring the beans. You the only one can make broccoli casserole like that. We know we got gas and all, but we gonna eat the broccoli casserole. You don't, and you're going to show up. Everybody waiting on you to walk in with the casserole. Then you're going to come in and say, I didn't make it this year. You need to run down to Walmart. Come on, everybody know you make it. And so David said, they put some special stuff together for the Lord. And this is what he says. He says, and when y'all came, I gave y'all a gift. Bible said David made a little cake. You know, see, David don't want to make that kind of cake. And when it came, y'all answer that and tell them I'm busy right now. David, the Bible says that he gave something, watch this now, to everybody. Everybody. And that's what some of us going to do today. Some of us, again, we just going to bless folk. And so it is, they were there. And he said, listen, let's just be thankful. Amen. Some of us are going to start off like that today. We're going to have some folks show up in a little while. I'm just about there, Brother McKenzie. Don't look at you watching more. We got some folk going to show up. You ain't cooking nothing. You ain't got no reason to worry about nothing. Just relax. Sandra got everything. You ain't going to do it, but eat. Just sit right there for a minute. Quit doing like you cooking something. Amen. You going to buy breakfast. Don't worry about that. He said, listen, let's just be thankful. Let's just be thankful. And that's what some of us going to do. I'm down in a few minutes, Melvin, hold on. Stop worrying about things. He said, let's just be thankful. Some of y'all going to have to tell people that today. You're going to have to issue a caution statement. Listen, they're going to come in the house. You say, listen, ain't going to be none of that foolishness. We ain't going to be talking about what happened. We ain't going to be bringing up no old. Today, we're going to all just be thankful. Let me see if I can get some. How many of y'all gonna have to give that statement to folk today? Come on, no. Y'all got family like I got family. Yeah, just we listen, we ain't gonna be talking about who got shorted. We ain't gonna be bringing up no old business. We just gonna come in today and be thankful. We gonna sit down and laugh together. We gonna all pray the cowboy, strengthen the Lord. We just gonna be thankful. Amen. And that's what David is saying, Brother Nash. He said, listen, today we just gonna be thankful. And see, I can see the look on some of y'all faces. Y'all are saying, well, Pastor, what are some of the things I should be thankful for? That my mind does not drift off into areas of conflict and controversy. Well, I'm glad you asked today, because I am your captain and I'm going to get you there safe. I want you to know, beloved of God, that you keep your mind on these five small little tidbits. Yeah, there are five. You will find yourself at the end of the day when the cowboys are marching back in the tunnel with that turducken and everybody, the cheerleaders are dancing and the Panthers got the head down. Down because they are no longer undefeated. They gonna lose today. The eyes of the Lord are upon Texas. I'm telling you now, but you will find these five things are gonna help you real good. Look at your name and say, I wish he would hurry up and help me. Man, you're gonna burn my dinner messing with him. He said 1 hour. I'm on quiet time now. Five things. The first thing, beloved of God, that you ought to keep your mind stayed on and be thankful is for life. Amen. Amen. Yes. Yeah. Just in case you did not know, I am glad to tell you, you're still here. I said, in case you didn't know, you're still here. You're not gonna have to pinch yourself this time. I'm telling you, you're still here. And listen, you're doing all right. Yeah, you ought to thank God for life. The Bible says, watch this now. Can I use my Bible a little bit here? Peter says, it is by the divine power of God that we have already received everything essential for life. Nudge your neighbor and say, you got it already. I just helped some folk with Christmas shopping. You ain't got to spend another dime on nobody but yourself because they've already got it. He said, listen, we have everything we need. Watch this now, for living a godly life. Oh, Sister Price, that's good news right along through there, because how many of us know folk, it ain't you, but you know folk that have gotten caught up in trying to keep up with the world, trying to buy what other folk buy, live like other folk live. No, I just set you free right along through there, because you've already got everything you need for living a godly life. You are no longer required to keep up with the Joneses. You don't have to refinance anything. You don't have to go back and talk to nobody about borrowing, because the Bible says you already have every good and perfect gift. Nudge your neighbor and tell him you got it going on. He said, listen, we have already received. Watch this now. He said, because he's already given. Trust me in this, you're doing all right. The second thing, I'm hurrying along, Stacey. The second thing is you ought to thank God for love. Yeah. Grandma said that love lifted me. Yeah. You ought to thank God for love. The Bible says, come here, Jacob. I need them old school saint here. Jacob's testimony, Dr. Dixon, comes to light when he says that I prayed unto the Lord. Watch what Jacob prays unto the Lord. He said, I prayed unto the Lord. I'm not worthy of all of your unfading love. Oh, look here, somebody. Tony Braxton was right. Love should have brought you home, but listen to me here now. Jacob said, Lord, I know I'm not worthy. Listen, can I help you right along through here? I'm not trying to depress you. I'm trying to educate you, but I do want to remind you that all of us had sinned and come short of the glory, but we're not worthy, but he loves us anyhow. Y'all ain't talking back to me. I said, I know we're not worthy, but he loves us anyhow. But watch what love does, Reverend Muriel. The Bible says, Jacob says, I'm not worthy watch this now, of your unfailing love and faithfulness that you've already shown it to me. I told you you already got it. But watch what he says. Watch what happened when God loves you. Jacob says, when I left my homeland, I didn't have nothing. He said, when I came out here trusting you, Lord, he said, only, watch this now. Jasmine, pay attention. Stop texting unless you put me out on Facebook or something. Jacob said, Lord, when I left home, all I had was a walking stick. He said, but God, look at me now. He said, you have loved me and blessed me so much that my family fills up two camps. Look at your name and say, we two camp deep now. Jacob says, I've got a household so large. He said, I've got things coming and going all because you love me. Neighbor, let me help you right along through here. You don't have to keep chasing after nothing. All you need is the trust and the love of the Lord. Because when God loves you, y'all ain't talking back to me. Jacob said, I didn't have nothing, God. It wasn't because I lived so good. It wasn't because I worked so hard. It wasn't because I had a hookup. It was simply because you love me. Thank God for him loving you. That's why the Bible reminds you that for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Tell me, neighbor, I got that. That's why I don't understand why folk ain't saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost by now, because he already loved on us. Listen, I'm telling you now, there is no greater love than this, the kind of love that comes from the Father. Help me, somebody. Y'all been chasing after the wrong thing, trying to find the right man and trying to find the right woman. No, just get hooked up with the Lord. Because when you find the Lord, watch out now, you can't find who ain't lost. When the Lord found you, he gave you everything you'd ever need. Ain't nobody gonna love you like Jesus. Ain't nobody gonna do you like Jesus. Ain't nobody gonna keep you like Jesus. Look at your man friend and your lady friend and tell them you second best today, because the God I serve, I'm thankful for his love. Number three, sit along through here. This gonna rock you up a little bit, but I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for love. But watch this, Brother Nash, this is gonna up. So I know they don't do it like this in Pennsylvania, but I'm gonna tell you right along through here. I'm thankful that some folk left me alone. Yeah. I said, I'm thankful that some folk finally left me alone. Come on and talk back to me. I know you didn't want to say it publicly, but you sure feeling it. Is there anybody in the room today thankful that some folk finally left you alone? Come on, thank you. I know I wasn't by myself. I'm telling you now, I got Bible, I got scripture. I'm not trying to fake you out, but part of Thanksgiving is that some folk finally left me alone. I finally got a moment's peace. Listen, it's right there in the Bible, in the book of Timothy. The Bible said, Paul stands up before the people of God, you help him with it. He said, Demas has forsaken me and gone after the world. And don't sound like to me, Paul, too upset about it. I'm telling you now, there are some folk that we need to be separate and come out from among. There are some folk that we need to sing the old high school song, na 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 goodbye. Look at your name and say, listen, on our musical selection, we're going to ask Pastor Ray Charles for the next selection. What is the next selection? Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more, no more. There are some folk that I thank God have finally gone out of my life. I'm glad they don't call me, they don't text me, they don't email me, they don't borrow no more of my money that they never paid back. I thank God that some folk finally left. Amen. I just had to get that out of my system. But then there is, I'm almost there now, Sandra. Then there is the fourth thing that I'm thankful for, and that is my family. Yes, I thank God. And we're going to have to deal with it, Darren, in the next few hours. Folk probably just arriving at the train station and stuff like that. Folk just coming in at the airport, you know. Some folk riding old Greyhound. I don't know why anybody would anymore, but some folk just coming in on the old hound, you know. And I'm thankful for my family. Amen. I'm thankful. Listen, people may talk about us, but I thank God for my family. Solomon puts it this way, and I'm just about there. Solomon says that the wicked will fall and die, but the godly family we'll stand together. Amen. Tell your neighbor, we sure need each other. He said that the wicked die and will disappear. They're going to fall by the wayside. He said, but the family of the godly stand firm. Listen, I'm telling you now that we all might as well testify that if it were not for somebody in our family, we would not have made. Oh, come on now. I'm telling you now, my mother used to say all the time that you never know whose prayers you're making it on. I'm telling you now, when some of us were out there acting a fool, cutting a fool, and showing up a fool, it was because somebody was praying for us. Somebody was walking the floor while we was dropping it like it's hot. Somebody was lifting up communion while we were tossing back a shot. But thank you for my family. Listen, people might talk about your family. You might even talk about your family. I know what they're saying about me, Reverend Uriel. They talk about my family. They talk about, yeah, they're a real piece of work, but we're a work in progress. We might be a piece of work, but we're a work in progress. Why? Because we're going to hold on to each other no matter what. Listen, you might be able to talk about how we are far apart, but you better not step between us. Because, listen, blood is thicker than water. You might be able to talk about us when we're not together, but don't let two or three of us gather in the Lord. You mess around and you'll find the whole tribe coming after you. Look at your name and say, I thank God for my family. Yeah, we might be raggedy, we might be dysfunctional, we might be disorganized, but we are family. Hallelujah. Then I thank God. Watch this, they're gonna help. I thank God that I have a few friends. I know you're thinking, you just thank God that some folk left you. Well, that's right. But I do thank God I have a few friends. Amen. The Bible says in order to have friends, you got to be friendly. Well, Jess, I just discovered something. Maybe the fact that you have no friends might be your fault. Am I preaching good? I just discovered that. Maybe the fact that you have no friends might be your fault. If you take that sour disposition off your face, if you stop trying to talk to folk while you got tobacco in your mouth, if you brush your teeth, wash your face, and comb your hair, maybe you'll have a few more friends. Maybe you won't be sitting around in your house eating all by yourself today. Maybe you won't be riding single in a double. You know, I'm just trying to help somebody. But I thank God I have some friend. Say amen, somebody. In fact, Lewis, Jonathan comes to mind. Jonathan and David were best boys. I'm trying to get Bible now. Jonathan and David had a hookup. And in the worst time of David's life, it is Jonathan that put it on the line. Don't you wish you had somebody that would put it on the line for you? Oh, come on and talk back to me. Jonathan comes to David and said, listen here, I think my daddy's got some issues. I don't think he's too happy with you. He said, but I tell you what I'm going to do, David. My daddy trying to set you up. Don't go to the evening meal. Let me go and scope some things out. I just going to check it out for you. And I want you to know that if I find out things are not kosher, I'm going to have to give you a sign. But Jonathan said, now listen, if I'm willing to do this for you, I do need some certain assurances from you. Amen. This is how friends really work there, Susan. So Jonathan says to David, all I ask of you is that you will make a vow. Come on and talk back to me. He said, all I'm asking for you is to make a vow that no matter what happens, we will always be friends. He said, I pray God would destroy all your enemies, but David, you can count on me. Look at your name and say, that's what I've been looking for. I've been trying to find a friend that I can count on. I've been trying to find somebody that don't mind getting down and dirty. I don't want nobody who's going to set me up, but I want somebody who's going to set a fence. I don't want somebody who's going to tear me down. I want somebody who's going to pray me up. I said, I'm looking for a real friend. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, where are all my friends? I'm looking for the kind of friend that can sing Lean On Me. I'm looking for the kind of friend that will go the last mile of the way. I'm looking for the kind of friend that when they got a honey bun, they'll tear it in half. I'm looking for the kind of friend that don't mind sharing their bologna and cheese. I'm
looking for the kind of friend that you eat the hot dog, I can have the bun. I'm looking for the kind of friend that when you got $2, is now a dollar because you just gave me one. Look at your name and say, that's what I've been looking for. I'm thankful to God that I have a few friends. I'm thankful to God that I got somebody that can help me when I'm in trouble. I'm thankful to God that he's my friend. I'm getting ready to go home now because I thank God that I've got my family. I thank God that I got a few friends, but I thank God for one more big thing. I know some of y'all are saying, wait a minute, Reverend, you said five. Well, whenever I say five, it's really seven. And I thank God for this is a big one here, Melvin. I thank God I still got faith. I said, I thank God that I still got faith. I thank God that I feel my help coming now. I said, I thank God that I still got faith. What I'm trying to say, Lewis, is I just trust the Lord. I'm telling you right now that David brought them folk together. And what David ultimately was trying to show them is that when you trust God, God will take care of it. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but things in my life have not always gone my way. But I shown up trust him. I've had some folk to flake out on me, but Lord, you know you ain't never let me down. I've had some things happen in my life. I've won some and I've lost some, but the Lord remained the same. I said, I thank God I still got faith. I don't have the vigor of my youth anymore. I don't have some of the things I thought were essential, but I never let go of my faith. I said, I never, never let go of my faith. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, life will change. Love may leave you. Some folk won't let you go. Sometimes family get funny. Sometimes friends ain't the same, but faith, oh, but faith stay the same because my faith is in the Lord. I wish I had three people that can help me start my car. My faith is in the Lord. He brought me from a mighty long ways. It's because I had faith. I didn't know how it was going to turn out, but I held on to God. Unchanging hand. I did not let go when my mother and father forsake me. I know the Lord will pick me up. Is there anybody here that know the Lord will? I said, no, the Lord will pick me up. It's by faith. Bible says, just live by faith. Look at your name, say, neighbor, I'm not just living, but I'm living by faith. I think I'm doing all right by faith. When they took me in the court, by faith. When they wheeled me in the emergency room, by faith. When they took me in the back room, I still trust in him. I said, I still trust in him. The battle hymn of the Republic says, mine eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. Look at your name and say, neighbor, you ought to see his glory. After all you've been through, you ought to be able to wave your hand. Look like you've been wounded. Look like you've been worn out. But aren't you glad right now that you held on to your faith? I said, aren't you glad right now when your money got short and your change got strange, you fell down on your knees and said, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. Anybody know that God will? I feel my help now. I said, God will. Won't he do it? Can he do it? Can you say yeah? Say yeah. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, oh, my neighbor, the God I serve is an on-time God. I'm getting ready to go home now, but I just want to tell you the Lord's been kind. I said, I got to go start up my truck now, but I tell you the Lord's been kind. I tell you, I want to get on back to the house, but I feel my help now because the Lord's been kind. But not only is it my faith, but I thank God for one more thing. Look at your name and say, sound like one more thing. I thank God for favor. I said, God has been favorable to me. The Bible says the Lord is righteous in everything he does. He's filled with kindness. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, this is what favor looks like. Favor waves like this. Favor shouts like this. Favor dance like this. Because the favor of the Lord has brought me, has kept me. I said, the favor of God. When I was sick in the body, it's the favor of God. When I couldn't find my way, it was favor from God. When they lied on me, it was favor from God. When the devil set traps, it was favor from God. Look at another neighbor and say, neighbor, favor will get you out of a jam. Won't favor do it? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Not only favor, I got one more thing. I said, I thank God for my family. We a piece of work, yes. I thank God for my friends. Ain't got that many. I thank God for my faith, because faith is necessary. I'm thanking God for my favor, because favor made it all right. But I got one more thing. I thank God because my future looks glorious. I said, I thank God that one of these days, when it's all over, the Bible says that I shall wear a crown. Look at your neighbors and neighbor. My future's so bright, I got to wear shades. I feel my help coming now, because when we've been there 10,000 years, it's going to be all right. Look at your names and neighbor. Do you want to be there? I can't wait. Can I say like my grandma said, oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Anybody want to see him? Can you say yeah? My future looks bright. I've been disappointed. I've been disrupted. I've been disgusted. But my future looks bright. I said, my future. Come here, Jacob, and remind us that every round goes just a little bit higher. Slap your neighbor. Push him in the back and say, whatever you do, keep on climbing. Don't stop marching. Don't stop fighting. Hang on just a little while longer. Keep on pressing the upward way. Your change is going to come. Can you push your neighbor one more time and tell him, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't you give up. Don't you lay down. Quit crying. Quit whining. And lift up your head. Lift up your head and shout glory. Glory. Ah, glory. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to get it right this time. I'm going to remember that he brought me. My future looking right sharp. The old folks say, if you miss me from singing down here, you can't find me nowhere. Let me look for me first. Check a couple of places you know I used to hang out. See if I was there. But if you can't find me nowhere, come on up. Look at your name and say, oh boy. If you miss me, favor, then cash me in. I heard the Lord say that them who have labored with me don't have to worry about it. Nudge somebody on the low and say, I ain't worried about it. Because he said he's going to prepare a place. And that where him is, I'm going to be there. There's no song, Jeff, they say, do you want to be there? When all the saints of God gathered at home, I want to be in the number. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, where Sister Brody at? Down there at DMV, y'all be giving out them numbers, you know, F221, E397. You know, it's a bad thing. You walk in the DMV and ain't nobody in line and they give you a number.
You look up on the board and you think, well, where all them people at? How come I'm 61 waiting? But I don't worry about that number. Bible said there is another number. A number that the righteous long to obtain. Anybody want to be in the number? I can't wait. I'm going to get it right this time. I'm going to praise my way on out. I'm not going to worry about the turkey, the giblets, nor the gravy. Just going to keep my eyes on the Lord. So if you don't cook today, folk get to raising sand, tell them, listen, I got my eyes on the Lord. I'm going to get it right this time. Everybody burns a little something. Sign of a good cook is learning how to burn and camouflage. There are some things that you scrape that little bit off. Say that where the sample was right there. They said, what happened to that part? That's a sample right there. Every good cook burns sometime. Remember, they say the sign of a good carpenter is knowing how to hide your mistakes. So if you burn a little something, don't let nobody worry you. We came all this far and you burnt. Well, then go back 2 more miles and find a Burger King. So don't let it bother you today. Let's stand on our feet together. I'm tired. I got to go. But McKenzie, it's not my fault. But I want you to be thankful today. David said to them, let's just remember all the Lord has performed. I'm here to tell you, you're doing all right. You okay? How many of y'all ever took that CPR class with Annie? What's the first thing you pull to ask Annie? Amen. You know that was Michael Jackson's song. You know, in Michael Jackson's song, Smooth Operator, that's what he kept saying. Annie, are you okay? Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? You've been hit by, you've been touched by a smooth criminal. That's what he kept saying. A lot of y'all didn't know what he was. Y'all been making up stuff. No, he said, Annie, are you okay? Tell me, are you okay, Annie? He's talking about that little, y'all like that little move. Y'all saw that? 55, still got it. But I'm here to tell you today, you okay. I'm here to tell you, I got news from the Lord. You okay. And it's going to get better. It's going to get better. You know why? Because he said it would. This too shall pass. You're going to be all right. And so today I want you to remember, be thankful that you're alive. Be thankful that you have the love of God. Notice I put the emphasis on God today. I didn't talk about the love from a man or a woman because that can change. Amen. Folk done carved their name in the tree with your name. Talking about forever. Forever lasted 19 years. And half of your stuff went to somebody else's house. You know, forever. Ain't no forever, forever like that. But I just want you, see, I don't want y'all to get upset. No, think about that kind of stuff. Because Jess, if I talk about that kind of stuff, Jess start a protest section. But I want you to know God loves you. Be thankful for that. And be thankful that some folk did leave. It gave you peace. Amen. How many of y'all remember when some folk left, you went, phew! Father, in the name of Jesus, I never knew I could sleep like this. Amen. What that woman in the country western say, sleeping single in a double bed? She didn't sound too unhappy. You know, you got the bed by yourself, you can do stuff. You can do some stuff when you got the bed by yourself. Yes, sir, you can turn all kind of ways, man. I didn't know I had this much room over here. Amen. Ain't nobody kicking you with no cold feet and stuff. Oh, scratch your feet, they didn't shave. Get a manicure, pedicure. Well, you put your feet on me like that. Amen. But you got to thank God that some folk left. Then remember, your family. You got to learn how to put your arms around people, man. Men got to learn how to love men again. Don't be ashamed. Got to keep our family, man. We need our family. Can't let nobody tear our family up. You know, you got to learn how to thank God. Because I've discovered the more you thank God, the less you complain. So thank God for you. When they come in today,
They gonna track up the carpet. They gonna waste stuff in the most inopportune places. They gonna be gone 2 days. You gonna find stuff under. Like, who put this here? But that's all right. We family. But you gotta thank God for a few friends. You gonna need to call somebody when AAA has canceled your membership. Keep some friends on speed dial. Run out of gas or something. You gotta know who to call when stuff happens. You call the wrong people, they put you on Front Street. I had to go down there and get the pastor some gas. He ride around in a Mercedes and can't buy gas. So you don't want that to happen. You got to call somebody who would not say anything. Amen. And then you got to remember, you got favor. Yes, you do. I'm looking at you. You got faith. It's faith that made you get out of bed this morning. Faith that lets you put one in front of the other. You may not have the stride you used to have, but you're walking. You're walking by faith. And I'm here to tell you, your future looks bright. Oh, I can see it now. One more song, Jess. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. I told y'all that's church song Sunday. Tell you, neighbor, I just feel like a change is coming. I feel it. I've been praying for a change. Anybody been praying for it? Your future looks glorious. God is going to double down on you. I feel it. But Tyler sang it. He said, listen, the best is yet to come. Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord. And when you wait, you got to wait like you're chilling, waiting. Don't be waiting like you're impatient. Sit there and cross your legs and just keep being cool. What's up? What are you doing waiting on the Lord? What are you going to do while you're waiting? Well, I got some things I'm doing, but right now it's rest time. I won't break. 20-minute break here. I'm waiting on the I'm not going to be fretting. I'm not going to be whining and crying and jealous and envious. I'm just going to wait on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord to say next. Remember on basketball court, we said, who got next? I got next. And you put your team together. That's what you tell you. People from now on, they ask you this price. What are you doing? Say, I'm putting my team together. My five. Because we got the court. We next. Anybody got next? Amen. So here we are. I got to let y'all go. If you've not accepted this Jesus that I've been talking about, because he's an awesome Jesus. You know I've been talking about Jesus. You don't know him like I know him. Because I know him. That's why it feels like I feel. I knows the Lord. Drop his name every now and then in particular places. Reminds folk that I was a child of the King. They said, who's your daddy? I said, the Lord, the strong and mighty. The Lord lifted up. And they said, well, come right on in. I said, thank you, VIP seating, please. I'm a child of the King. Bible says we are peculiar folk. Ain't that peculiar? Peculiar as can be. That's us. That was a song about the church right there. That was a church song. Ain't that peculiar? They were talking about a revival, a church meeting. And that's what you are. But if you don't know him like I know him, you need to come on, get to know him. Before you leave today, I know you got to go, and I got to go too. Got somewhere to be. Got to catch a plane to Texas. And then me and Jerry Jones got to have a meeting. But, you know, if you don't know him, you ought to come today. Let me see if I can get you on out of here. I know you're ready to go. How many of you have already accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in your life? Hands real high. I got to see because if anybody, let me stand over here for a minute. Trustees, don't say nothing. Okay, this side, look. All right, let me see what we got going over here. Excuse me, Lewis. It looked like, okay, well, all right. Well, bye. See y'all later. No, I'm just kidding. Reach over, grab somebody's hand. Grab somebody's hand. Yeah. Don't worry about the aisle today. Just grab the folk on your side. East Coast, West Coast. Be beefing. Grab somebody's hand. Squeeze it a little bit. Say, don't you forget that the Lord loves you. He's going to lead you. You just listen to him and let his will be done. And everything is going to be all right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're holding hands. We're giving exhortations and encouragements. We will endure. Thank you, God, today that you let us
live long enough to remember. Never will forget what you've done for us. God, you've been faithful. Woo, Lord, you've been faithful. Woo! God, when folk had turned their backs on us, you remained faithful. When we lost that job and that little bit of money, you remained faithful. When we were sick in our bodies, didn't know what was going to happen, didn't know if we'd see another day, you remained faithful. When they put the word out on us, Lord, and told us to resign and step away, and we wasn't good enough no more, you remained faithful. David gave some cake and some dates, and they had a good meal together. So, Lord, we're going to leave here now. We got some big doings on the schedule. Lord, we've killed the fatted calf. We roasted the herb and the garlic. It's going to be a big day today. Woo, Lord, we done put money behind grocery that we should have paid bills with because we want to have a big day today. And so it is. We're going to sit around the table around 2, 3, 4 o'clock with family and friends, even a stranger. And we're going to pray a prayer of blessing. But Lord, while they don't know what we know, we're going to be remembering. Because you have been faithful. Now, God, give us traveling mercies, the favor of peace upon the house. Every house represented here today, let there be no shenanigans, no foolishness, no hubbubs. Today, Lord, we're going to get it right. We're going to tell everybody who dots our door, today the rule in this house is that we're just going to be thankful. So when Cousin Billy Bob and Cousin Shanika start that beefing, Lord, we're going to say, we have already said, we ain't gonna have that today. We're just gonna be thankful. And Lord, give us the right to put some folk out because the rule has been established. We're gonna do it in love. But no, y'all got to go outside with that because we're gonna be thankful. We love our family. They are a peculiar bunch. And as we said earlier, Lord, we may be a piece of work, but we are a work in progress. Thank you for everyone. God, we love them so much. In fact, God, we're going to pick up the phone and make a few phone calls today just to remind them that we're thankful that you and my family. Praise our God. Traveling mercies, grace, and peace upon this people. It was good to be here. In Jesus' name, amen. Hug at least 4 or 5 folks and say something nice to them, and we'll see you on Sunday morning. Bless our God.